Let's catch up with Simon, who's going to update us with what's going on for weather. Morning, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Nice to hear from you all, guys. Hello.
Yes.
Morning.
Well, morning. Yes, morning to all of Simon's fan club. Probably listening this morning. What do you think about the idea? Later on, we're talking about this Filipino banana ketchup. What do you think about the idea of that?
Oh, it sounds rather sweet, rather quite tasty, in my opinion.
It does. It's a weird sort of thing. You can't, if someone says, before you've tried it, what does it taste like? You're like, I don't know. Does it taste of bananas? It's got bananas and tomatoes in it. It's kind of red, a bit like kind of a pinky type colour. You can use it as a marinade, or you can put it on your food like you were ketchup. We're going to meet the lady that created that later, so that's exciting. But anyway, how's your week been, Simon?
Oh, it's been very busy. I've been down to Port of Harbour on the Wednesday afternoon. It was beautiful weather Wednesday. It was early taste of summer weather. So I went down there and I saw where they're going to have the anniversary of the D-Day landings on the 5th of June. And it supports the South Sea, which is soon that's going to be down there. And I don't think the President of America is coming down for it this year, but he'll be down there, President of Prime Minister of England, which is Sunak. And I think one of the royal family's members might be down there, maybe Prince William or Prince Kate, or maybe King Charles might be down there for it as well on the 5th of June at Ports of South Sea. And it was just a very nice, beautiful afternoon. I laid in the sun, chilled out, and had a good relaxing time. Had a little dog that woke me up. The dog goes, "Are you all right with dog?" I went, "No, no problem, mate. It's a free place, the park. You had your dog loose. All right, don't worry." It was a nice little dog, though, so it woke me up. I'm trying to have a little nap.
She dozed off in the sunshine. I mean, that's was that on the beach or something, or
no, in the park near the beach. Okay. South Sea. It was in the park. It's a park of greenery near the beach. I did go in the sea, actually, put my foot in the sea and just and cooled my feet off. It was quite relaxing. It wasn't that cold to see. It was quite warm and quite pleasant.
It can be quite deceptive, Simon, can't it? Like, if you go to the beach and it's a lovely day and the weather's quite hot, and then you go into the sea, it could actually be still quite cold because it might take a while to warm up, so you could end up with a bit of a shock.
Well, this time of year, the sea temperature is about 12 Celsius, and with an easterly wind that we've got today, it's bringing lots of mist and fog. Especially on the east coast, there'll be a high of 12 Celsius. Where we are, the sun is starting to get broken out. It'll be a high of 25 Celsius around working time today, John Andrews, locally, literally.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. That sounds quite a nice temperature to have. And you've also been doing some swimming as well. Was it over 100 lengths of a pool you did or something? Did I read?
106 lengths. 106 lengths under an hour, literally.
Wow, that's an achievement. And where was that? I was in the Pointer Park, was it?
Oh, yeah, we had another session because the last 2 or 3 weeks they haven't lifeguard problems at this on a Friday night at my club Dolphins at the moment, so it's been very difficult to get an hour session in lately, so I haven't been able to do that for a while, which has been nice. I don't have staffing problems, I don't know why.
Do you know what? 106 lengths, I mean, that's an amazing achievement. So how do you motivate yourself to kind of carry on? Because I know if I go swimming, I think, right, I'm going to do loads of lengths. And after a few lengths, you're like, I might just get out, I might just go to the cafe, kind of sorts of distractions. How do you focus on what you're doing?
I just go up and down, and I don't look. I find a watch at times. How many minutes I'm doing, what time it is. I don't look at the watch. I just keep going and going, hold my breath. I just keep going and going, and I watch other people around me swimming, and I just keep going and going. Eventually, it's just me in the swimming pool. I just keep going and going. I just don't stop, John. I could keep probably do another hour. So if I wanted another hour swimming, I think we could do 2 hours.
I love that. When you get into it, and actually, swimming's really good because it gives you a proper workout across your whole body. Great for your mental health as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's been very, very, very helpful for me, helping me out a lot lately. It's keeps me going, and walking to London last week was quite relaxing, and other things. I just keep active, I keep doing things, and I can't make everyone do what I can. Everyone's got their own health to look out for at the end of the day, and I can only suggest try this or that, but I can't make them do it, John, at the end of the day. If they want to do what they want to do, that's their health.
Everyone does what they do at their own pace, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They want to do it. It's their choice. Yeah. But I'm very lucky to have the energy and the time to do these things, basically.
Yeah. And I love how you just casually drop into the conversation. I just walked to London. So you walked to London. I mean, that's amazing in itself. I mean, it always amazes me how far you walk.
And I just walked miles and miles. I probably did two miles in one day, actually, 45 miles, literally.
Well, there's a bloke,
I think, I walked across the whole of Africa, and he did more miles than I did. I walked right across Africa, and he had to face his demons. I think he had mental health problems, I can't remember his name, and he walked a lot of miles and miles. He could get cuts on his foot, he did get bruises, or what you call it, stitches, or what you call them, I've got the name in there, what you call them?
They're like cramps and blisters and things like that on his feet.
That's the word, yes. Blisters, yeah. So that's the problem. If you walk long distance, you can get blisters. They do hear like cuts and things in your feet. Yeah. I did get them on my feet. But all I'm trying to say, it's done, but there are downsides to it. And you get friction burns on your body as well. So I like it, but it does come with consequences. So yes. You have to little cuts and injuries for a while.
I think, yeah.
But you'll heal up in a few weeks' time.
Allow some rest time. So if you're walking to London, you know that when you've done that, you chill out, you get some rest time, so you're not kind of like constantly on the go, I guess.
Yeah, I get some rest time. I rested on the, I think it was last Sunday. Well, a little bit, actually. I didn't rest too much, actually. Oh, I don't know, John. I'm just mad. I just keep going. I mean,
sometimes it just
catches up with me. I got tired of snoring out a lion this morning, so just catch it with me.
I think that's very well deserved. So, Simon, the weather then, I mean, it's been all right. Yesterday, I was kind of looking, I was thinking during this barbecue yesterday, and I was looking in the morning thinking, oh, it's looking a little bit grey. Is it going to rain? It didn't. It turned out all right. So, I mean, what can we expect for the weather for the rest of today?
Beautiful sunshine and lovely temperature of 25 Celsius, of course, working time locally.
Love that.
And definitely barbecue weather today. I'm having barbecue as well myself today. Just for myself today. Oh, yeah.
Your own private barbecue. I love that. What goes on your barbecue then? What are you cooking?
Chicken and sausages, basically.
Love it.
And I have some tips in the oven as well and some carrots. So that's
the carrots on a barbecue. Love that. I've learned my lesson because I put all the stuff in the shed and of course it got a bit soggy and damp. So we were trying to light a few weeks ago this bag of charcoal, you know, where you light the bag, and it just didn't happen because it was so soggy. So I've now bought some more and it stayed inside, so it should stay dry. So we should hopefully have a good barbecue later. So there you go. There'll be the smell of barbecues across Woking, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, it's already been a few already. Yesterday, on my way back to my house, I could see one going. So, yeah, it's definitely that time of year now. It's definitely warmer for barbecue now. Definitely.
I love when you're walking around, you get the smell of barbecue wafting from people's gardens. It's quite nice. Obviously, I haven't got your washing on the line. It ends up smelling of burgers, but, it's a small price to pay.
You said it.
Yeah. So the rest of the week, then, as we head into next week, is the nice weather going to continue?
Is that going to continue? Not unfortunately, it'll go downhill on Wednesday next week, because working time locally, it's almost a wet weather on Wednesday at the moment, potentially quite a wet one. It could change, as usual, it's a weather forecast to change. Thursday it's unsettled at the moment, and Friday a little bit unsettled, and next weekend, Saturday's better, 25th of May, and Sunday's a little bit unsettled. But as I say, it's never fixed in stone. As we've seen this weekend, it's supposed to be showers on Saturday, and then Sunday I think it was supposed to be a little bit showery. It's always changed in the forecast.
Yes.
So never fixed in stone. So what I'm trying to say is, take with a pinch of salt. Well, it might be unsettled next week on Wednesday and Thursday, but it could be half wet day and half a dry day. We will see.
Okay, we'll see. So a mixed bag coming up. But if you're having a barbecue like us, you know, we're having our both separate barbecues today, do it today then, you reckon? It's today to do it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've got a gas barbecue, so I'll be using gas.
I've got the charcoal one. My partner is going to be in charge of the barbecue. So, we'll make sure things are cooked properly and all that. So, what's going on the YouTube channel then? What can we see on there? I guess there's quite a lot going on there right now.
Basically, on my channel, we've got live, aggressive, flaming, roasting, hot final summer weather forecast. On my final summer weather forecast, we've got live special historical anniversary of D-Day landing. And we've got live, extremely aggressive, magnetic climate change weather forecast Putney, and we got live special amazing gardening and advice working town weather forecast, literally.
Love that. So Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. Simon, have fun at your barbecue tonight. We can compare Ben notes on whose barbecue was better maybe next week.
Yes, definitely. We will. I'll take a photograph of my food and send it off to you, John, on WhatsApp, literally.
Yeah, take a bit. I'll do the same. We'll share barbecue pictures later. Thank you, Simon, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks a lot, John.
There we go. Thank you. Bye, there we go. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. Thank you, Simon.